Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Losing our competitive edge?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The World Economic Forum says the United States is not as competitive as it used to be. It released a new report today saying Switzerland has replaced the U.S. as the most globally competitive nation. The United States has fallen to sixth place. The international nonprofit forum says huge defense and homeland security spending have created fiscal strains on America. The report also blames potential costs of long-term health care and pensions for draining the country's economic resources. First, a report by the Institute of Medicine said the Food and Drug Administration is underfunded and can't do its job adequately. Now groups representing consumers and industry have created the Coalition for a Stronger FDA. What does business hope to get from a stronger FDA? Ellen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
The biotechnology industry organization's a founding member of this new coalition. Its president, Jim Greenwood, says a stronger FDA could help biotech drugs and devices get to market faster.
If you want to have safe food and you want to have safe drugs and safe medical devices, you have to have sufficient staff to do the inspections and to review these very complicated sets of data that come with the application.
Greenwood says the public distrusts the FDA partly because the drug and biotech industries help fund it. The stronger agency would get more of its cash from government to increase its independence. The Food Manufacturers Trade Group is another founding member. Does spokesman Brian Kennedy think a stronger FDA could bring tougher oversight to the food industry?
We have every confidence that whatever policy decisions FDA makes, that they are going to be science-based.
Kennedy says they, too, will be lobbying Congress to get more dollars for the cash-strapped FDA. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
The tech sector has been pumping out jobs this year. It created 140,000 positions from January through June. That's almost double the number in the first half of last year. The American Electronics Association says tech manufacturers were responsible for more than 33,000 new jobs. The rest came from the high-tech service sectors, communication, software, and engineering, but the industry is still struggling to find qualified workers to fill those jobs. A series of watercolors and sketches attributed to Adolf Hitler come up for auction today in England. Collectors from around the world expected to offer up to $10,000 per painting. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The 19 watercolors and two sketches are believed to have been painted by Hitler when he served as a corporal in Flanders during the First World War. The pictures, most of them landscapes, were found in a farmhouse in Belgium. The current owner, who doesn't want to be identified, insists the paintings are genuine. The paper is of the right age and the signature was apparently verified by experts. But given the long history of Hitler fakes, the auctioneer Ian Morris is not guaranteeing authenticity. He defends the sale.
This was done before he became the man he did, became the evil man he did. If items came in from the Second World War, we'd have a different perspective and probably we wouldn't sell it.
The sale, which is expected to raise up to $200,000, would be illegal in many other European countries, including Germany. There, it's a criminal offence to buy, sell or own Nazi memorabilia. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A strong showing by the market on Monday. The Dow climbed 67 points to 11,575. The Nasdaq was up 30 points to 2249. This is Marketplace. Today, former WorldCom CEO Bernie Ebbers scheduled to report for federal prison. It's his first day of a 25-year sentence he's serving for his part in the $11 billion accounting fraud. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons will decide which level of security Ebbers will be incarcerated under based on the length of his sentence, among other factors. Although convicted of white-collar crimes, lawyer Joel Androphy says Ebbers shouldn't expect a club-fed prison stay.
He's not going to be playing golf. He's going to have an environment where he has very few freedoms.
Ebbers will have a strict daily routine and take on a job, such as food server. His communication with the outside world will be limited. Androphy doubts Ebbers will be released much before the end of his sentence.
Ebbers is not a young man, so for all practical purposes, even if he does get a little relief, it's a life sentence for him, and in reality, probably a death sentence.
In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Organization for Rare Disorders mission to identify, treat, and cure overlooked and undertreated health conditions. More at rarediseases.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Low oil prices have given a boost to airlines. Stocks for American Airlines and Southwest were up yesterday as the price of oil slipped below $60 a barrel. Europe's biggest airline, Air France, saw its stocks climb almost 1.5% on Monday. Beginning today, the Transportation Security Administration will allow you to take limited amounts of liquids and gels in your carry-on luggage. This is the second revision of the ban on liquids. The restrictions followed a foiled plot to blow up airlines headed to the U.S. from Britain. Commentator Christopher Elliott thinks the ban should be dropped completely.
Since August, air travelers haven't been able to bring so much as a tube of toothpaste on a plane. That was one kind of headache. Everything had to be checked in or thrown out. Now, after weeks of pressure from unhappy airlines, passengers, and airport vendors, the TSA has partially lifted its ban on carry-on liquids. But that isn't likely to make everyone happy. I, for one, still have a headache. Part of the problem is that I just don't understand the new rule. According to the TSA, travelers will be allowed to carry, quote, travel-sized toiletries, 3 ounces or less, that fit comfortably in one quart-size clear plastic zip-top bag, end quote. Huh? By the time I figured out what that means, I'll have missed my flight. And it isn't just passengers like me who are going to be inconvenienced. Since air travel is still going to be a hassle, airlines aren't likely to be pleased either. The more hoops their customers have to jump through at security checkpoints, the more business they stand to lose. And that at a time when they can hardly afford to lose it. Same goes for airport merchants. Travelers may now bring items bought in a secure boarding area on a plane, and that includes drinks. But will customers go for it? Maybe. Then again, maybe not. Air travelers with a stopover might have second thoughts about buying any merchandise at all, because it could get confiscated at the next screening area. Here's what the TSA should have done weeks ago. Lift its ban on carry-on liquids. Completely. The terrorists aren't dummies. By now, they've probably come up with another way of bringing down a plane that doesn't involve combustible liquids. They've moved on. So should we.
Christopher Elliott is National Geographic's Traveler Ombudsman. Is United Airlines tired of flying solo? A report in yesterday's edition of Crain's Chicago Business had investors thinking so. It said United has bought on investment bank Goldman Sachs to explore some options. And those options include merging with other carriers. United wouldn't confirm the report, but it was enough to give United's share price a lift of 48 cents or 1.7% yesterday. In Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Admit it, you've been wondering what.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.